Brian Tapia was 19 when his mother left.
When it happened at first, I used to cry all the time, every night. Usually the bathroom, you're taking a shower, I used to cry there. That was the only time I had time to.
Brian's sister, Carlene, was 11.
I slept with her like the whole entire week because I knew she wasn't going to be with us anymore. And it was going to be my first day of middle school. So, like, I didn't want her to be gone.
Brian's and Carlene's sister, Ashley, was 15.
I didn't want to say bye to her because that's how I am. Like, I don't like showing my feelings. So I just said bye and I went upstairs. And I seriously just wanted to die.
Brian, Carlene, and Ashley are what Luis Zayas calls orphans of deportation.
These are the children who remain in the U.S. after their parents are deported and in the care of someone else.
Zayas is a psychiatry professor at the University of Texas, Austin. He studies the effect of parental deportation on kids who are U.S. citizens.
They are very, you know, clearly and obviously distressed by their experiences, and as they recount it to us. Children reporting nightmares of coming home and going room to room and finding no one home.
For months after their mother's departure, the Tapia kids felt sad and anxious. Brian dropped out of a job training program. Ashley had trouble getting out of bed. Carlene says she missed half of sixth grade.
I would get up from class and go to the bathroom. I'll be there for 10 minutes or more, crying. It's just not easy not having a mom with you and when you're growing up.
The loss of a parent to deportation, Zaya says, can feel worse than if that parent had died. He says there's finality to death. You can grieve the loss and move on. But when a parent is deported...
The parent is gone, but they're still alive somewhere else at a distance that's been imposed by government policy.
Yeah. You only Snapchat Gustavo and me? Oh, what a lizard.
In this case, government policy has left the Tapia kids living in a two-bedroom apartment with their grandparents, their aunt, three cousins, and five dogs. Like their mom, their cousin's father was also deported. On this Friday night, all six cousins sit in front of a widescreen TV. The older ones play with their smartphones. Their undocumented grandmother, Micaela, sits at the dining table with tired eyes. She's just gotten home from a long day of work as a housekeeper at a local hotel. In an hour, she'll go to her next job, cleaning a store. Before leaving the U.S., the Tapia's mother, Liliana Ramos, was raising her children on her own. Her husband had left the family and returned to Mexico and was no longer part of their lives. But before he left, he did something that came back to haunt them, according to Silva.
Her husband made the mistake of wanting to apply for documents, but they didn't realize what would happen.
Silva says the kid's dad filed an application for asylum. It was rejected, and both parents were ordered to leave the country. Their father left, but their mother stayed.
I'm sure she was thinking immigration wouldn't come after her because she had been here for so long, but after a few years, they got her at work.
Liliana Ramos was given 9 months to leave the country. She spent this time getting ready. She transferred custody of her two youngest over to her mother. She taught Brian to pay bills. And she tried to prepare him and Ashley to take care of Carlene. But Brian's not sure they've been good stand-ins.
She's a strong girl. She's a strong little girl. But at the same time, I feel like she needs that role model. And that's my mom. And we can't really do much. It's not the same. It's not the same. Yeah.
It's difficult to determine exactly how many deportation orphans there are in the country. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says 200,000 people deported between 2010 and 2012 said they had U.S. citizen children. But the real number could be higher. Zayas and others say not everybody who's deported reports that they have children.
Well, she posted something on Facebook. Or maybe she's upstairs and going downstairs.
Brian, Ashley, and Carlene are trying to call their mother in Tijuana. She doesn't pick up.
Well, I'm going to call her again.
The children have visited their mother in Mexico a few times. Carlene's eyes light up a little when she talks about moving there and going to high school there. But she admits she'd actually prefer something else.
My mom to come back. Yeah. I'd rather have her come back.
I'm Jordana Gustafson in Bend, Oregon.